In the U.S. last year, our Surgeon General issued a mandate that we have an epidemic of loneliness and unhappiness here. And I know that's not confined to the U.S. This is something that we're seeing worldwide.
In this podcast episode, I'm lucky enough to be joined by author, speaker, and life coach, Shari Lead. Amongst other things, we'll be talking about what can be done to combat the loneliness epidemic that seems to be taking over the world. Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
I'm Shari Lead. I was born in South Korea but raised in Seattle, Washington. I was adopted, so I've been here since I was about a year old. And by training, I'm an attorney. But I started a new career after age 50 as a writer. So I'm an author, speaker, and life coach.
I think there is a real loneliness epidemic in the world. And I think things like the pandemic have just exaggerated that. Mm-hmm. And my podcast is all about mental health. I've struggled with my mental health for years. In my last job, when I was a senior officer, we used to support the emergency services. We dealt with loads and loads of mental health and very sadly suicide-related mm-hmm. incidents. And men from 25 to 45 was the demographic. So I think there's never been a bigger need to talk about the importance of community and friendship. And I think, and obviously it's a big generalization, but I think it's something that naturally women are just better at.
Women, it's interesting because women, you know, you've heard of fight or flight, that yep. natural stress response. That a lot of that study has been focused on men. And there's a theory that women under stress, we tend and befriend, meaning that we tend to our young and those that we care about, and we befriend, where we grab our groups of friends and we talk to them and create kind of this protection circle for us. So whether that's something that we're wired to do as men yeah. and women, or we're trained and encouraged to do things that way, it's probably a little bit of both, but that is probably a piece that's why women might be a little bit better at making friendships and maintaining like a circle of friends, because it's a survival mechanism too for us.
Yeah. And I think actually that's the direct opposite of how men deal with stress. And obviously I can only speak for myself, but I tend to go inward when I'm feeling anxious mm-hmm. or stressed. My wife is the one kind of saying, "Why, you haven't been out for ages. Well, how so-and-so?" She's the one that's pushing me often to go and keep with up with my friendships. And I think there's a danger, certainly as a man, as you get older, I'm closer to 50 than to 40, that you can get very lazy and just think, I'll just stay in and I'll just work on my stuff. And you can become very introverted. And although that sometimes feels like that's a comforting thing to do, that doesn't help you get outside your own head. And I think what you're doing, men could learn a lot about friendships and maintaining it from women, because I think you're right. I think that's something women naturally do better.
There have been studies on loneliness as men age, and these are generalizations, but in general, widowed men are lonelier than widowed women, and in much part because they don't have that social circle that women have created. And I think a big thing, the word vulnerability is thrown around a lot lately, and that men need to be, quote unquote, more vulnerable. And that's how women make friendships, because they're vulnerable with one another. And I personally don't like to use that word as it's used, because if you look up the definition of vulnerability, it's something like, I wrote down here, easily hurt or, you know, easily attacked. Who wants to be vulnerable if that's the definition, right?
No, certainly no men. Men probably know they need to be vulnerable and they need to lean into those uncomfortable emotions of feeling, asking for help. But the problem is it's not attractive, and it's not perceived to be attractive. It's not manly to put your hand up and say, I need some help. So I don't know how we reinvent it, but sensitivity needs a bit of a rebrand.
Right. And maybe the younger generation is going to be better with this, but the idea of what masculinity is, the strong person that doesn't ask for help, is not vulnerable. And take away the word vulnerability. I like to use the word open rather than vulnerable, open. And thinking, when you think about masculinity, I'm just speaking for myself, but I think of somebody who's a leader, somebody who's confident and able to handle things that come their way. And when you think of what traits you need, or you think of the leaders that we admire, these are the leaders that are open, that bring people around them, that know who to surround themselves with. And that makes a good leader, right? Somebody who knows what when they need help and who to put in those places. If we think of masculinity in that way as being a great leader.
Yeah, I like that.
And we think of, instead of vulnerability, being open and recognizing when you need to bring people into place to support you, as every great leader does, then the idea of having to, quote unquote, have friends or make that effort, that becomes more attractive.
Yeah, I think you're right. The idea of describing someone as being open isn't going to emasculate someone. Like, you're not going to be seen as any less of a man. You're in Seattle.
Yes. Have you been to Seattle?
I've not, actually, but the statistic I have about Seattle is that for some reason, I have more listeners on my podcast from Seattle than any other city in the world.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't know.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
You have to visit then.
I'm going to have to come and check it out, because I've obviously, Seattle is my type of people. Thank you so much for wanting to be a guest on the show. I really appreciate it.
I've listened to some of your podcasts. You're funny.
My wife would probably say funny looking, but I will take that. I'm not sure how the ukulele parody songs go down, but...
Oh, those are great.
That's very kind of you. I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.